You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Alice is still recovering from the Edinburgh Fringe Festival extravaganza that she did, but we're here with Michael Hockey, creator and actor in To Be Frank. How are you today?
Yeah, kia ora, I'm really good, really good.
It is a beautiful day out there. Thanks for coming into the studio. So we're talking about this piece of work, which is described on the webpage as a horrifying comedy about a monster thrust in creation, into creation, and trying its best to discover why. That sounds familiar to the world. And you've already had a run of the show. We're here today to talk about another night of it at Basement Theatre, which I believe is to fundraise for the Melbourne Fringe Festival. Do you want to tell us a bit about that journey of organising to go to NAMM? When are you set to leave? When is the show at Basement Theatre? Give us a rundown.
Fantastic. So, yeah, we're set to head over to NAMM for our first international venture with To Be Frank. We're over there for the Melbourne Fringe from the 11th to 15th. So if you happen to be listening from Melbourne, come along. But more importantly, next Tuesday we've got a one-off show of To Be Frank to help fundraise for that journey. So, yeah, we're going to be at Basement, and we're really thankful for Basement just to let us have a one-off.
Cool, they're a good space. So you have had a run of the show already. Have you kind of reworked any of it? Are you taking it in its very original form to NAMM, or has it evolved a bit due to kind of maybe material constraints such as funding or just the creative reworking?
Well, the great thing about this show is that it's actually very different every night.
Oh, cool.
Like it's based on clowning. So it's just me, it's a solo, and then I've got this fantastic musician, Stan Francis Deer. So we haven't actually needed to rework it as such, but like every performance is different because Frank, the monster, is reacting to that audience. Like the audience creates...
Audience, you know, interaction?
Not too much.
Okay, I was going to say.
Know everybody hates that, but just picking up on vibes.
Okay, picking up on vibes.
Yeah.
Interesting. And you do have an original score to go along with it. Is that original score improvised every night or not?
Yeah. So a big part of the show is Stan Francis Deer, otherwise known as Morgan Flowers, who does an amazing job of creating like Foley with his gat, and like an original soundtrack every night. Mm-hmm. Although we do have it, you know, we've got songs, we've got things that we use, but it's all very live, very reactive.
Yeah, sounds time. It. Yep. That's very cool. Do you want to tell us a bit about how you came up with this concept? It is based on the Mary Shelley novel, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So, great.
So it's a very loosely based on the monster. Basically, I was in a theatre workshop and nothing was working, and then my tutor told me to like come out as a monster, bro, and it really worked for me.
Great. Let's not read too much into that.
Yeah.
Come out as a monster. Interesting.
Yeah, so then I worked on it a bit last year with Barbarian Productions. They're down in Wellington. Mm-hmm. So developed it there, and then had a season in Auckland Fringe, Whanganui Fringe, New Zealand Fringe, and then Basement.
Interesting.
So it's been on for a while.
So it's, you know, loosely conceptually based on the monster. How much do you take from that character to improvise every night?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the mythos is really strong, like of Frankenstein. I think it's like innately interesting. So I think I do take a lot of inspiration from this idea of like a really, really naive, quite innocent, but quite like dangerous, unpredictable monster that's there with you, trying to learn from you, and he doesn't speak very well. It's a completely like non-vocal performance,
right?
And yeah, I also happen to be like big and green and in a green suit, so I guess Mary Shelley. thank you.
Thank you for that. I appreciate the roots.
Yeah.
It sounds philosophical, but you say it's nonverbal. Can it be philosophical and nonverbal? Would you say that that's the case? But it also sounds comedic. There's a lot going on.
Yes, I would say it's pretty philosophical, because it comes from a place of trying to like reckon with the giant feelings that we all have in life, but through this conduit of a monster that was just born.
Very interesting. And
then it has those horror roots. So that's like, you know, a really thrilling soundtrack. And it's quite loud. But there's a lot of laughs every night as well.
Drawing on the idea that existence is a horror.
And I guess like a lot of those big feelings that you're talking about are hard to express through just words anyway. So having the action and the music to accompany it.
No, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Very true, Rosetta. So do you have a place where people who maybe they're really busy on September 5th and they can't come to the basement show, is there a place where people can help you get to NAMM still?
Thank you so much for bringing that up. Yeah. We do have a Boosted page. So Boosted, it works as that you give money to donate, but we have to get the whole amount to actually get it, any of it.
Right.
So if you were to go on Boosted and look up To Be Frank, I'm the big green guy.
can't miss him.
So yeah, that if you're not able to come over on the 5th of September to Basement, then I really appreciate checking out that page too.
Awesome. Well, all the best for your journey to NAMM. We really hope it's a goodie.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.